Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia, Kuf Aleph, Baba Metzia 101b, pagination is 202, starting from the Mishnah on the fourth line of the page. Hamaskir bayis lachaveiro bimos hagishomim. A person rented a house from his fellow, and we're dealing with the rainy season. The owner of the house is not allowed to push him out of the house between Sukkot and Pesach, meaning during the rainy season, unless he notified the renter b'mosachamosh loshim yom, 30 days into the summer season before the rainy season began. He gave him 30 days notice. And indeed, if he was notifying the renter during the summer season, he would be required to give him 30 days notice to get out of the location. We're dealing with a case where there is no contract of a specific duration as to how long this renter is allowed to stay, but rather, bistam, they transacted a monthly rate, for example, and it just continued indefinitely. So there's a certain degree of protection that is awarded to the renter in that he can't be asked to leave during the rainy season or in general without notice of 30 days, so that he has time to find a new location. Uvikrachim, in the cities, where housing was more difficult to find because lots of people were there. Echad yimos hachama v'echad yimos hagishamim, both in the summer season and in the rainy season, shnei masar chodesh, you have to give the person 12 months notice that you're looking to terminate the relationship. Again, we're not talking about a case where it's lizman, where a specific contract was decided upon and it ends on a certain date. It ends in that case. We're dealing with a case where it's understood to be extending itself and you have to give him notice that you are looking to stop that relationship. Uvachanuyos, regarding stores, echad ayaros ve'echad krachim, regardless of where it's situated, whatever type of city, shnei masar chodesh, he needs 12 months to wind down his business, because there's all kinds of credit, and if he just disappears, he's going to lose money. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer chanushel nachtomim v'shal tzavoyim shalosh shanim. There's certain types of stores, such as the baker, that have long-term credit that builds up, and he would need 3 years in order to close out the accounts, and therefore he's awarded that amount of time as a protection before he can be asked to, before he will actually have to leave. Now, in the Mishnah, when we read the first case, the wording of the Mishnah alone kind of blends Yimos HaGshamim B'Yimos HaChama, the rainy season with the sunny season. It's not clear how to read the Mishnah from the Mishnah itself, and the Gemara grapples with it until 4 lines into the wide, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lahudiak Tani V'Achi Kamar, the second part of the phrase, as we added the words when we read it based on this Gemara, is explaining the first part, that there's a notification. Let's read the Gemara, it'll become very clear what we're saying. V'achi kamar, this is how to read the Mishnah. Hamaskir bayis lachaveiro stam. If a person rents a house from his friend without a time limit, ein yochal lahotzia b'mos hagshamim, the owner cannot ask him to leave implemented during the rainy season, Michag v'ad Pesach, from Sukkot till Pesach, Elo imkeno dio, unless you notified him, shloshim yom me'ikara, 30 days before the rainy season started. And based on that Gemara, we read the Mishnah accordingly. Now, the Gemara, two lines later, tells us, uchashem shamaska tzarech lahodia, just like the owner has to notify the renter, kach socha tzarech lahodia, similarly, if the renter intends to leave, he has to give notice to the owner. It's a reciprocal relationship, otherwise he can cause damage because people are not ready to rent apartments at any moment. It's with a certain amount of time, lead time, so that he can get somebody else in there, and therefore the renter likewise would have to give notice. So what we have right now is that if a rental is lizman for a specific duration, then that's it. That's the duration. It ends when it does. If it turns out it ends on February 14th and it's a snow day, but that's when it ended. According to strict halacha, the relationship is terminated and other arrangements have to be found. If there'll be chesed that goes on, that's very nice, but we need to know what's the halacha. If, however, it was rented stam without a specific duration and they're going month to month paying the rent and no one's saying anything, then there's a specific amount of notice that has to be given as a courtesy. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, kidei levakesh makom, so that he can find a place, v'lo yehi mushlach bederech, and he should not be dumped in the street. The words of the Mechaber in Simen Shin Yud Beis, Se'if Hei. This courtesy, though, does have its limitation. In the middle of the wide lines, in the middle of a line, pshita, it is clear to us that nafa lebesa, if the owner's house fell in, so now he needs a place to live. Amar le, he has a right to tell the renter, lo adifas minoi, this argument that you shouldn't be left out in the street is not stronger than the argument of mine that I shouldn't be left out in the street. And since you don't have a contract, it's only going from month to month, bistama, because nothing was discussed. So that courtesy that protects you with a 30-day notification so you should be able to find a place doesn't protect you if the owner is equally in a situation of duress and he would be able to ask the renter to leave right away. That's only true, though, again, bistama, if there is no contract. If it's lizman, if there's a time that was specified, so then that's contractual, and it's locked in, and the renter has the right to say, I signed, your problem that you need housing is your problem, you got to deal with it, but you can't throw me out. So that when something is lizman, on the one hand, it's a disadvantage to the renter. It ends when it ends, and you're not giving 30-day courtesy because you were told when it ends. On the other hand, it is to the benefit of the renter in that he has the right to say, I'm not here on a courtesy, I'm here on a contract, and therefore you can't ask me to leave, not with 30-day notice, not with less than 30-day notice. There's no, you can't do that. But in a case of stoma, which in the world of commerce seems to be quite common on small level rentals, where it just kind of continues. There's some contracts that even write it in that it should renew at the same terms. Then we would have to define what the relationship moving forward is. Is it a stoma relationship or is it a lizman? If a person had a contract for 1 year and the contract says it renews on the same terms, so then it's a contract for another year. If, however, it's much more loose, then the guidelines of this Mishnah would be taken into account. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.